Hello, fantasy baseball fans. I'm Paul Williamson. This is Fantasy MLB Today, a Sports Ethos presentation. Thank y'all so much for joining me and listening to this podcast. I got a very special one today, a very special topic, a very time-consuming topic, and I'll get into it here in a minute, but I want to give y'all a little update on the Hurricanes and talked a little bit about it possibly affecting my family in yesterday's podcast, and it did. I was hopeful that Houston would be spared the brunt of it, but they got hit decently hard. It is mainly property damage, which, don't get me wrong, sucks terrible. I hate that the trees were uprooted, you had debris everywhere. A massive cleanup effort, I'm sure, is in their future. My aunt had a shed that got pancaked, she said. My sister's roof is gonna need repairs. But overall though, I am grateful that it is just property damage, and while that does suck, I don't want to downplay that at all. I am very happy that they are safe, they are sound, they are alive. It seems like every hurricane that happens, especially whenever I lived in Houston, it was very much a, well, it could have been worse type of situation, because you always hear about the worst possible things that could happen in natural disasters. And you know what? If you're telling me every time a family member of mine goes through a natural disaster and the worst thing that's going to happen is property damage, I think I'll take it. Things could always be worse. And man, I am so grateful they are all safe, sound, alive. No one went to the hospital or anything crazy like that. I am very happy about that. I hope that anybody that has friends and family that went through the hurricane, I hope y'all are in the same situation. I know property damage is a bit inevitable, but you know what? I will take property damage over the worst case scenario any day of the week. Now, in terms of fantasy baseball, the most least important factor of a hurricane and hurricane season is kind of the topic of the podcast. So I'm going to talk a little bit about how you need to follow Ethos Fantasy BB at Ethos Fantasy BB to get Larry Venozzi's weather updates every week to see what the impact of weather is on your teams. And remember what I said yesterday, make sure you have flexibility on your bench. Try to target some bats off the wire that have multiple positions and you can plug them in terms of rainouts, because there's a good amount of rainouts that could potentially happen this week because of the hurricane, the remnants of the hurricane traveling east to the United States, and all the break off storms that come from it. So guys, make sure you have flexibility off your bench this week to cover rainouts, because you don't want to, especially if you don't want to lose that volume. Alrighty, y'all. So make sure you're following us on Twitter at Ethos Fantasy BB. Make sure you're following me on Twitter at PaulW_34, at PaulW_34. And I am very grateful for the questions and the interactions I'm getting there on Twitter. Y'all keep it up. Y'all keep sending me these questions, and I'm going to have enough to do a podcast on them. So y'all keep sending me those questions, and I'll start selecting questions to answer on the podcast, and I'll give you a shout out on the podcast. I'll give you a shout out on Twitter. Go check out the Discord as well. The link is in the description. It is also found all throughout the website, sportsethos.com, or you can find the link on my Twitter. I know I've tweeted out at some point. I need to get it in my bio. So go check me out at PaulW_34, at PaulW_34. Check out Sports Ethos Fantasy Baseball's Twitter account at Ethos Fantasy BB, at Ethos Fantasy BB, to get all the daily pickups. Doug Reed knocked out his today. Anthony Cates has his weeks in review, his risers and fallers. We got Nathan Baker's weekly player profile. So go check out all the content we got going on over there, y'all, to help you win your leagues. Alrighty, y'all. But enough begging and groveling for Sports Ethos. Let me beg and grovel for Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, right up to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, unwinding with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE, BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. Bet Online, the game starts here. Alrighty, y'all. So what is this topic that I have referenced in the previous podcast? I talked about it at the beginning of this one. What is it? What was so damn time consuming? Guys, this is what I did. So for the surface stats of home runs, runs, and batting average, I wrote down the top 15 teams in a league in each of those. And then I went through and I got those top 15 teams rankings in ground ball rate, fly ball rate, line drive rate, hard contact, soft contact, WOBA, that's weighted on base average, barrel rate, and WRC plus. And I got all their rankings for those kind of advanced under the hood type numbers. And then what I did was I subtracted the difference in rankings for each team in each category to come up with an idea of how closely related the rankings are for each stat. So, for example, when it comes to line drive rate on batting average, the top 15 teams are Houston, San Diego, Philadelphia, Milwaukee, Baltimore, Minnesota, the Dodgers, Arizona, Boston, the Yankees, Mets, Guardians, Royals, Rockies, Giants. And then I went through and I looked at all the line drive rates. So, for example, Houston was first in batting average, but they're seventh in line drive, so they got a 6. San Diego was first in line drive, second in average, so they got a 1. Philadelphia, 6th in line drive, 3rd in average, so they got a 3. And all the way down, I added them up. And then, after I added them all, added all those numbers up, I took off, no, oh, sorry, before I added it all up, I took off the two worst predictors, like, to try to eliminate the outliers, right? I don't want, like, two or three, I didn't want, like, one or two massive differences in rankings to spoil my final number. So, because there were some instances in which there were some massive outliers, but everything else was nice and pretty. So I went through and I took the two worst predictive rankings and I eliminated them, and then I added up the rest and I divided by 13 instead of 15 to try to give us this is an imperfect exercise, I am aware. There are significantly other ways to do this with significantly more smart math people, right? This is an exercise that I came up with that I could do. The math was simple. It was just long and tedious. And so I will give you guys these results, I guess right now. So let's dive into it. I'm going to begin with batting average. And the number one and the best by far predictor of batting average ranking was weighted on base average. The weighted on base average was pretty damn close on almost every ranking. The average was an even 2. It was all within, although all the rankings were within 2 spots of each other. So I think that was incredible. I think that as we go through this, we're going to realize, you're going to see that WOBA is a pretty powerful stat, at least when it comes to this exercise. The next one was WRC plus. It was 4.31. So they're within about 4 rankings of prediction. And then hard hit rate. Now this is hard contact, I should say. It's not the hard hit you find on StatCast. This is the hard contact on FanGraphs that breaks it up between soft, middle, mid contact, and hard contact. I did hard and soft, and hard is the third best predictor at 5 even. And as I do this exercise, 5 seems to kind of be the median. Kind of seems to be like the one in which a lot of these numbers are within 5 on the rankings. So anything better than 5 is good. Anything worse than 5 would be bad. And that's just kind of a generality to keep in mind. So after WOBA, WRC plus, and hard contact on this list, the next best predictor was the line drive rate at 5.38. And then followed by soft contact at 6.15. Then fly ball rate was really bad at predicting it at 8.46. The ground ball rate was also really bad at 8.62. And the barrel rate was the worst at 9.84. So when trying to determine a streamer against a particular offense, and you're or a streamer for a shall we say, or a streamer for a pitcher, you want to really look at the WOBA the pitcher is allowing, because that number is by far the best predictor when it comes to this, followed by a team's WRC plus and the hard hit rate. Those are the top three there. And then also the number that's not on here that I haven't discussed is expected slugging. But the expected slugging for predicting batting average was really bad. I believe it was six. I have it on another page. It's 615, I believe, was the number on that one. It just wasn't very good. It wasn't a good predictor of batting average, which isn't too surprising, honestly. It was, Jesus Christ, 653 is where it was at. So, and so that is just after soft and before fly ball. So when it comes to batting average, fly ball rate, ground ball rate, do not, or barrel rate, do not have very good correlations when it comes to predicting a team's ranking. So those are probably numbers you don't want to put too much stock in when it comes to batting average. Soft and expected slugging are also too not very great. They're in the sixes. But line drive rate and hard contact rates are pretty solid. They're in the fives, followed by that WRC plus of 431 and that beautiful WOBA, which is a nice even two. Now, a couple of teams that I would that I think that we need to label as probably getting lucky is the Colorado Rockies and the Milwaukee Brewers. The Colorado Rockies, now remember when I said the WRC plus is the second best predictor according to what I've done here, right? At 431. The Colorado Rockies have the 14th best batting average in the league, but they find themselves 28th in WRC+. So that tells me that the batting average of the Rockies is due to come down at some point, because that batting average is really is solid, but the WRC plus is not. So I do expect the Rockies to be a little bit to regress with their batting average based on that. And then because you also look and you see the Rockies also in terms of our next best one, the hard hit contact on for the Rockies is where they are getting their hits. They are fourth, they're fourth in hard contact. So they're doing pretty well in hard contact, and the WOBA is around 16. However, with that WRC plus being as bad as it is and how close the WRC plus has been, then I think the Rockies are a better, are not as good of a team as we think. Now let's go into the Milwaukee Brewers. And this is an interesting scenario here for the Brewers, and this is kind of maybe a case study as to why batted ball data alone you cannot just look at. So the Milwaukee Brewers are 27th in line drive rate. They're 29th in ground balls. That means they hit a ton of ground balls. And then the fly ball rate is 28th. They do not hit a lot of fly balls at all. So they don't hit line drives, they hit a lot of ground balls, they don't hit a lot of fly balls, but yet they are fourth in batting average. That seems extremely counterintuitive. I mean, their hard contact is 14th, which is okay, but they're 21st in soft contact. But then you go and look at the WOBA as a 7th, and they're 10th in WRC+. That's just crazy. That just goes to show you that maybe, so this exercise is another case in point to tell you that you shouldn't just look at one area of statistics. You have to look at the complete picture. And whenever you look at just the line drive rate, the ground ball rate, the fly ball rate, you might think the Milwaukee offense is terrible, but they're not. They're pretty good. And so you got to put respect on their name. So it's potential that there might be a little lucky, right? So they're 10th in WRC plus and they're fourth in batting average. So maybe the batting average isn't a top five batting average from here on out. And with those line drive rates, the ground ball rate, the fly ball rates, and the barrel rate also at 20, also a 25th in the barrel rates here. So, you know, it's not, you know, the numbers aren't super pretty for the Brewers, but the WOBA and the WRC plus are both top 10. So maybe we can expect some regression from the Brewers, but not a lot when you have a WOBA and WRC plus like they do. Okay. Alrighty, y'all. So let's move on. Let's talk about home runs. And when it comes to home runs, the best predictor of home runs is expected slugging is 192. So it is actually better than WOBA at predicting batting average. The home runs for expected slugging at 192, that means that they are within, at least on average, within less than two ranking spots in terms of predicting the ranking of home runs compared to expected slugging. And then followed by that is the WOBA. There we go again, 238. So under three still. WRC plus under three, 246. The barrel rate is also a good predictor at 284. And then we get into the ground ball rate at 462. So teams that don't hit a lot of ground balls are probably going to hit more homers. Line drive rate, 5.09. Fly ball rate, 546. So the fly ball rate is actually not as good at predicting as line drive and ground balls, which is slightly surprising. And because this exercise is imperfect, that is probably not correct. I would imagine ground ball rate and fly ball rate are probably closer together in terms of predicting homers than line drive rate is. However, this also could kind of be an old school adage of, you know, if you keep hitting the ball in the nose, you keep hitting those line drives, you know what I mean? I remember when I was a little kid and my dad would always say, you know, oh man, if they're hitting the ball right back up the middle, you know, just keep hitting the ball right back in the middle, then the power will eventually come, because that means the bat is traveling on a level plane and it stays in the strike zone for longer, and it increases the likelihood of you making good contact, but it might not be the greatest in terms of launch angle or getting underneath the ball. So I was always told as a little kid, you know, you hit a bunch of line drives, you're hitting the ball on the nose, eventually the power will come. So maybe a little bit of that is coming into play, even though numbers don't necessarily back that up too much, so what you really want to look at is barrel rate, WRC plus, WOBA, and expected slugging. Those are going to be the four numbers that you really want to look at when trying to predict homers and whether or not a pitcher is going to allow a lot of homers. Take a look at their barrel rate. Look at what they've done with the WOBA against them, the expected slugging against the pitchers. Look at those numbers, then they'll probably give you a decent idea of what they can do, of what they'll do. Now, in terms of, I got a couple of teams here to label as legitimate, absolute legit power squads. It's the Baltimore Orioles and the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Baltimore Orioles are, listen to this, they are top two in all of this. Ground ball, fly ball, hard contact, soft contact, WOBA, barrel rate, WRC+, and expected slugging. They are top two in everything, in all of these categories. Baltimore Orioles are a legit power offense, so I am probably fading of most, if not every single stream against the Orioles. If you got a guy who is a borderline stream, if you got a guy who isn't like a bona fide ace, you probably don't want to start them against the Orioles this year, because my God, those numbers are fantastic. Same with the Dodgers. The Dodgers are top nine in all of the categories. It's including line drive. They're fourth in line drive, first in ground ball, fourth in fly ball, ninth in hard contact, which is still fine, fourth in soft, first in WOBA, fifth in barrel, first in WRC+, and they are third when it comes to line drive rate. Alrighty, y'all. Another team that's probably legit is going to be the Yankees. The Yankees are seventh in soft, eighth in hard, second in barrel, third in WRC+, and second in expected slugging. So those are all going to be some pretty legit power offenses there. Now we've got a few lucky teams on the list here. The Oakland Athletics are pretty damn lucky this year when looking at the key numbers. They are fifth in homers. They're fifth in homers. However, remember, expected slugging, WOBA, WRC+, and barrel are all going to be the key numbers here. And the numbers that are not look good for the Athletics are, they are 25th in the league in WOBA. They're 25th. Remember, WOBA is generally 2.38. That is the predictive ranking number, right? They're within two, within three rankings is where all the other ones are at. The Oakland Athletics are fifth in homers, but 25th in WOBA. They're 18th in WRC+. And let's see here. They are 12th in expected slugging. That means that screams to me the Oakland Athletics are not going to be as a powerful of offense as they have shown overall. When you got an expected slugging, a WOBA, and WRC plus all ranking well beyond their fifth place ranking in the home run list, the Oakland Athletics are due to regress as a team. Now, the next team that's lucky on the list is the Seattle Mariners. They are 12th in home runs, but they are 27th in barrel rate. They're 27th in barrel rate, and they are 27th in WOBA. So you got a team here that, when it comes to two of the key predictors of power, the Mariners are they're ranked well below their real ranking in homers. So the Mariners are a pretty lucky offense. Another lucky offense is going to be the Cleveland Guardians. They're 26th in the league in expected slugging. Remember, expected slugging was by far, or not, I don't want to say by far, but it is the number one predictor when it came to these rankings of trying to determine if expected slugging can predict the ranking of a team in home runs. It was the number one, guys. And the Guardians are 26th in expected slugging, but yet they've hit the 11th most homers in the league. And then you also look and see the Cleveland Guardians are also 27th in barrel rate. And barrel rate was another one of the top four. It is within three on the ranking scale that I have presented to you. And they are well out of that range. They are pretty lucky when it comes to homers. So the Oakland Athletics, the Mariners, and the Guardians are three teams that I would consider to be on the, which should be regressing in terms of power moving forward. And I've got one unlucky team on the list. That's the Atlanta Braves. Y'all, they are fourth in expected slugging this year, but they are 13th in homers. According to this, my model, my statistical model, my beautiful model, the best model there is when it comes to this kind of thing, that's a lie. According to this, the Braves should be hitting more homers. They should not be 13th in the league in home runs. According to expected slugging, they should be hitting more homers. So expect the Braves to be a more powerful offense moving forward. All right, let's talk about runs scored now. And the ranking list here goes like this. WOBA, that beautiful WOBA, is at the top again at 138. And that is by far the best predictor, right? 138. It is damn near perfect. Damn near perfect. WRC plus 2.08, expected slugging 277, barrel rate is an even 4, hard contact 446, and then we get into the worst ones. Soft contact is not a good predictor at 561, line drive rate 678, ground ball rate 677, fly ball rate 762. So when it comes to runs scored, and you're trying to determine if an offense is going to be a legitimate offense in terms of how, you know, are they going to score a lot of runs or not? WOBA, WRC+, expected slugging, barrel, and hard contact are the numbers you want to look at. Now, in terms of runs scored, we do have some more teams on the lucky list. This is, again, the Cleveland Guardians, guys. The Guardians are 9th in runs scored, but find themselves 26th in barrel, 26th in expected slugging. They're not going to continue to be a top 10 scoring offense. The Milwaukee Brewers are 16th in expected slugging, 25th in barrel, but yet they are 6th in runs scored. So I do expect the Milwaukee offense again to regress some based on these perfect calculations. And then the Arizona Diamondbacks is another team that I do not think they're going to be scoring as many runs as they have. They're sitting here 5th in the league in runs scored, but they're 15th in expected slugging, and they're 11th in WOBA and WRC+. Now, the Diamondbacks aren't going to be a bad offense. I don't think it's going to be a massive, you know, it's not going to be like a massive regression here. 11th in WOBA and WRC+ are not bad, and 15th in expected slugging is also not all that great, but they're 5th in runs scored. I don't think they're going to maintain that position. I don't think the Diamondbacks are going to be a top 5 scoring offense for the rest of the year, at least based on these numbers. So I think we can make a pretty good conclusion here that the Diamondbacks are a team that might not be as great offensively as we have expected. All right, let's recap some of these numbers here, y'all. the top 10 list. So my top 10 in terms of like what under the hood numbers are predicting surface stats the best, and specifically which ones. I did narrow it all down, and we'll get into the overall numbers here soon. But number one was, like I said, WOBA predicting runs at 138. And then the expected slugging predicting homers at 192. The WOBA expecting batting average at that 2 even. And then fourth is WRC Plus. They at 208 at predicting home runs. The WOBA predicting home runs is 238. WRC Plus predicting homers at 246. Barrel rate predicting homers also 246. Expected slugging predicting runs at 277. The barrel rate predicting runs at 4 even. And WRC Plus predicting batting average at 431. Now, the worst numbers at predicting things. The barrel rate predicting batting average at 984. The ground ball rate at predicting batting average at 862. The fly ball rate predicting batting average is 846. The fly ball rate predicting runs is 762. The ground ball rate predicting runs is 671. The expected slugging expecting batting average is 653. The line drive rate expecting runs is, or predicting runs is 638. The soft contact expecting predicting batting average is 615. Hard contact to predict home runs is actually the ninth worst in this model at 592. And the soft contact predicting runs is 561. In general, the best statistic, the best under the hood stat, the best saber metric, the best advanced metric, the best whatever the hell you want to call these numbers, the best one is WOBA. It was 138 at predicting runs, 2 even on batting average, and 238 at home runs. So, guys, I would really encourage you, when you're trying to find a streaming pitcher, I think WOBA is a number that needs to be in your head. You need to be keeping an eye on that WOBA. See what the WOBA is against the pitcher. See what the WOBA is for the offense. And if those numbers work in their favor, that's a really good idea. That gives you a really good general idea of whether or not that's going to be a good streamer for you or not. Same thing probably for WRC Plus. They're at a 2.8 on runs, a 431 for batting average, and a 246 for home runs. So WRC Plus also does a really good job at predicting the surface area, surface level stats. And expected slugging is good at runs and homers, not so much batting average. So if you're trying to avoid a pitcher that could potentially blow up in your face and you're trying to protect your ERA, then you need to be looking at expected slugging to make sure. You need to be looking at the expected slugging because it's really good at predicting home runs and runs scored. So if you're really worried about your ERA, and expected slugging is a number that you really want to look at. And then following after WOBA, after WRC Plus, after expected slugging, in fourth place is hard contact. And the overall score for it was 513. It was really good at predicting runs scored with a sub-5 number at 446 and right even at 5 on batting average. So, again, you're looking at hard contacts, a good number to be looking at in terms of trying to avoid a blow-up. You know, you got it's within 5 in the rankings and predicting runs, and it's within 5 on predicting batting average. It's 592 on the home runs, which isn't all that great. It's kind of middling, but hard contact can still be used pretty well. And now after that, we're getting into some shady territory here. Soft contact was okay at predicting runs and homers, not all that great at predicting batting average. Line drive rate was really good at, surprisingly, it was good at predicting batting average and home runs, but not runs scored. Ground ball rate was really good at predicting homers, but terrible at predicting batting average and not all that great at predicting runs scored. And then finally, the fly ball rate, is according to this, is pretty damn useless, except for maybe on the home run front. It's at 546 on the home run front, so it's kind of within 5 or 6 ranking spots on the homers, which isn't terrible compared to everything else. But when it comes to run scored and batting average, fly ball rate, this doesn't do it for you. And then when it comes to barrel rate, you're looking at barrel rate for home runs and run scored and not batting average. So if you're trying to avoid a pitcher, if you're looking for a pitcher that isn't going to blow things up for you, you want to look at the barrel rate against them. And you also want to look at that combine the barrel rate with the expected slugging, WRC plus, and the WOBA when it comes to home runs and batting average. But if you're worried about your whip and you're looking at the hits, then barrel rate isn't going to help you. If you're wanting something that's going to help you with batting average, really the only two numbers that were fantastic or the four numbers that were really good, that were the best, were WOBA, WRC plus, line drive rate, and hard contact. All those numbers were 538 or better. They're all within five ranking spots, which compared to everything else is generally near the top of all of it, which means that if you're looking to try to prevent batting average, you're looking at line drive, WRC plus, and WOBA, and hard contact. Those are the four numbers you're looking at. If you're trying to avoid a pitcher that's going to allow a lot of home runs and be a big blow-up risk, you're wanting to look at WOBA, WRC plus, expected slugging, and then also the barrel rate, because those numbers are really good at predicting runs scored and home runs, y'all. All right, well, I really hope that this helps you a lot. I hope you had a pen and paper. This is something I kind of realized as I was doing it. This might have been a better written article in terms of putting this on paper. So follow me on Twitter at PaulW_34, at PaulW_34. I will give you some of these results on my Twitter page. So go follow me there and go look out for that tweet and bookmark it, because then you'll be able to have a quick little reference guide in terms of which numbers are the best used to predict the surface level stats, y'all. All right. Thank y'all so much for joining me. I hope this podcast helped you. I hope it does, because, man, this was a pain in my ass to do. So I hope it's useful. I hope y'all liked it. Let me know what you think at PaulW_34. Ask me questions for me to answer on the podcast. I'm here for you. I want you to win your leagues. So let me know what y'all thought of today's podcast. This episode, thank y'all so much for joining me. This episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Y'all have a great day. Thank you.